This is CNN Student News. It's Thursday, May 29th. I'm Carl Azus. The first story we're covering, President Obama's speech yesterday at West Point. It was a graduation speech at the U.S. Military Academy, but it was a foreign policy speech, too. The president wanted to define how his administration has dealt and would deal with other nations, basically represent the U.S. on the world stage. He's been criticized on this issue. Republicans say America has lost influence in the world under President Obama's leadership. Critics say the U.S. has appeared soft on issues concerning the Syrian civil war and unrest in Ukraine. The president highlighted his administration's work to end the war in Iraq, wind down the war in Afghanistan, kill terrorist leader Osama bin Laden. He also said that true leadership isn't only having the world's most powerful military, but in doing the right thing.
Time for the shout-out. Who said, we may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated? If you think you know it, shout it out. Was it Franklin Roosevelt, Kevin Garnett, Helen Keller, or Maya Angelou? You've got 3 seconds. Go. It was poet Maya Angelou who penned these words in addition to many others. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
American writer Maya Angelou, or Angelou, knew something about defeat. She was sexually abused as a child. She struggled and made mistakes before her rise to renown. Her refusal to be defeated led her to victories in literature, dancing, acting. Angelou passed away yesterday morning at age 86. Frederica Whitfield reviews a life as enduring and persevering as the words Angelou wrote.
The hells we have lived through and live through still, have sharpened our senses and toughened our will.
Celebrated poet and activist Maya Angelou may have been speaking about herself on that day in 1995. Born Marguerite Annie Johnson in St. Louis, Missouri, April 4, 1928, the hells she lived through began at the age of 7, when she was raped by her mother's boyfriend. After she spoke out against him, he was beaten to death by a mob. Young Marguerite blamed herself.
I was 7 and a half, and my 7 and a half year old logic deduced that my voice had killed him. So I stopped speaking for almost 6 years.
And it was during those years of silence that she discovered poetry and her love of art.
Her poetry was first physical, winning a dance and drama scholarship in San Francisco, then later touring Europe in 1954 in Porgy and Bess. But her growing love for the written word took her to Egypt and Ghana, where she became a newspaper editor. In Ghana, she met Malcolm X and returned to the U.S. in 1964 to join his fight in the civil rights movement. After Malcolm X's assassination, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. asked her to join him. He was killed on her birthday, 1968. The following year, her first memoir was published, I Know Why the Cage Bird Sings. More bestsellers would follow. Blazing trails on the big and small screens, she directed documentaries. Her screenplay for 1972's Georgia, Georgia was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. Maya Angelou was nominated for a Tony Award. She won 3 Grammys and, in 2011, President Barack Obama presented her with the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally, there I go rising.